its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Pontiac Silver Dome hosted the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Pope. You weren't expecting The Pope right after The Who, were you? WrestleMania, a Super Bowl, and of course the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Pistons. Largely unused since the Lions moved back to downtown Detroit, the Silver Dome was sold in 2009 to the Triple Investment Group for about $500,000. And you may have seen photos recently of the tattered roof that's collapsed inside the building. Now, its assets are going up for auction with lots of interested sports fans and business community members as well. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Were you ever at the Silver Dome?
I have been to Silver Dome a few times, sure.
I saw a couple of Lions games there. I saw The Who there,
nice.
Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
I saw the Bee Gees at the height of their popularity in the Silver Dome.
Okay, yeah.
So it was a real iconic fixture on the Michigan landscape
Without
over the years.
Without a doubt.
Well, the Silver Dome auction was postponed a few weeks ago, but now it's getting underway today. I recently talked with Rick Montgomery, who's owner of RJM Auctioneers in Plymouth, Michigan, who says this is one of the biggest projects he's ever worked on.
It is a very large project, tagging, cataloging, and photographing, and we're in somewhere in between 3,000 and 4,000 items that will be in the sale. But yeah, it ranks right up there in our top five largest projects that we've done.
You mentioned several thousand items. I think of 80,000 seats in the Silver Dome that people might want to buy. Where do the seats fit in?
I'm not even counting those. Those are being privately sold. We've been selling them for about a month. And that's all private sales online, of course, on our website, and at various prices starting at $100. You can go on silverdomeseats.com, and you can see all the variety of choices you can have for buying seats. Those are not included in the auction. Everything else is in the auction, and that's a separate entity in itself. So, no, I'm not counting the 80,000 seats.
I do want to throw in one last piece of information about the seats, though, and that I've heard that every seat that's numbered 20 has a higher price because people will associate that with the number 20 that Barry Sanders wore.
That's correct, and there's a limited number of those seats.
All right, now, 4,000 items. What are those items if we're not talking about seats? What sorts of things are we talking about?
Well, you know, there were 93 concessioners there, and each of them had a section of the facility where they have a backroom kitchen and the front counter with the pretzel machines and the hot dog stuff and cotton candy machines and stainless steel sinks, pizza ovens. All of that's still intact. We go in the building maintenance equipment as far as backup generation, lighting, signage everywhere, aisle signs. There's one sign that's lot number one in our sale that says, "Welcome to the home of Super Bowl 16." A lot of different things like that. You have office equipment, lift trucks, all the different banners, the things that used to be there upstairs there in the main event. It's a complete restaurant. It's still intact. So all of those, all of that assets are still there. All the suites, they have like new sofas in them and all the different seating in the suites. So there's plenty of stuff to bid on. In fact, there's the Pistons scoreboard is still there. I'm not sure what anyone would do with it. It's quite large, but it's still there and it'll be in the auction.
One of the items I saw listed is a Zamboni turf machine, which I don't quite get. I associate a Zamboni with the ice surface of a hockey rink.
Yeah, Zamboni is a brand name, and they certainly make ice arena equipment. I think they're most popular for that. But this is a machine that actually rolls up the turf into rolls so that it can be put away if they want to do something else on the field, like a truck pole or something like that. They remove the turf, and then it rolls it back out.
It seems to me that we have two different kinds of items here, some functional for perhaps a business, maybe a restaurant looking to upgrade their kitchen, maybe some of the mobile kitchen food service operations you're seeing these days, and then there's more memorabilia-type materials, too.
Absolutely. There's a good mix, and the majority of it is going to be for the business person, but there's plenty of things to take home as collectible.
So tell me how the auction is actually going to be conducted.
It's a timed event, and if you watch the auction, it'll tell you how many minutes are left for each item. if somebody bids in the last 3 to 5 minutes on an item, it will extend that particular item out for another 5 more minutes. So the other bidder has a chance to come back. So there's no sniping on it.
Will there ever be a time where there is, say, someone with a gavel and an auctioneer and people milling around trying to bid on things live, or is it strictly online?
Strictly online.
I've read that every item starts at $5, and anything that doesn't get at least $5 is going to be thrown out. Can you tell me about what kind of arrangements you've made for throwing out things that aren't bought?
We've made no arrangements for throwing out. They will be abandoned and left at the facility.
Ah, so the owner of the property will need to deal with anything that isn't sold.
That's correct.
How will people be able to collect the items that they've placed the winning bid for?
Well, there's several different ways. They can show up by appointment at the dome, and we will escort them to grab their items and escort them right out. They can hire an on-site company that's independent from us, L&J Removal, and they'll be listed on our website that will actually go into the facility, gather all the items, and especially if it requires equipment to move them, and bring them out to their vehicles. Or they can hire another firm that will do the shipping, come in and get it and do the shipping. And all those people are listed on our website.
Well, Rick Montgomery, owner of RJM Auctioneers of Plymouth, Michigan, conducting the auction of items left over at the Pontiac Silverdome. A couple of very busy weeks ahead for you. Thank you for taking a little time to talk with me today.
Well, you're welcome, Scott, and thanks for letting us do it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.